Democrats in the state of Washington had a very good night last night. They are now leading in every statewide executive race except one. Republicans don't have as much to celebrate. Correspondent Deborah Wong reports.
At last night's election party, Democrats cheered a double dose of good news. First, the re-election of President Barack Obama. Then the first round of local results were posted. And as soon as Democratic-leaning King County's votes were added to the total, every single Democratic statewide candidate pulled ahead. That gave partygoers, such as Catherine Mackinnon, something to celebrate.
Oh, elation. Great. Great night for Democrats. Great night for Washington State.
By the end of the evening, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jay Inslee was ahead by just over 2 percentage points. Democratic Attorney General hopeful Bob Ferguson was leading by more than 5 percentage points. Republicans have held that seat since 2005. In a close race for Secretary of State, Democrat Kathleen Drew and Republican Kim Wyman were within 14,000 votes of each other, with Wyman just slightly ahead. Republicans have held that office since 1964. And Democrats appear poised to pick up one congressional seat. The first congressional district was redrawn this year to be a swing district, but Democrat Susan DelBene has a decisive lead over Republican John Koster. Chris Vance is a former chairman of the state's Republican Party. He says he hasn't given up hope yet on the governor's race. He thinks Rob McKenna can still pull it off. But he says overall, the Republicans fared poorly around the state.
Losing the attorney general's race is disappointing. Not being competitive in the U.S. Senate race at all is disappointing. And losing the first congressional district when that district was drawn to be a 50-50 district and we're going to end up losing it by nearly 10 points is also got to be very disappointing.
But Vance says if Republicans win the governor's race, they will feel a whole lot better about their other losses. Vance says Republicans will be searching their souls about what went wrong this election. He says the GOP appeals to older, white voters, but the country is changing, and Vance says the party needs to find a way to reach younger, non-white constituents, people who now vote overwhelmingly for Democrats. Vance says if McKenna wins the governorship, the party can start rebuilding itself from the top down. If McKenna doesn't win, then there's always the option proposed by current state GOP chair Kirby Wilbur. He joked to the crowd last night, if someone like Rob McKenna can't get elected in this state, it might be time to move to Texas. I'm Deborah Wong, reporting.